Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The DH, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting eighth. The left fielder, David Hulse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Steve Sparks. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Keith Lockhart. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting seventh. The DH, Michael Tucker. Batting eighth. The right fielder, John Nunnally. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brent Main. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. And now, play ball. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Damon. Jaha reaches second base with a double. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jaha moves to third. One out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagne. Jaha scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zerillo. The throw from Main and he is safe. Zerillo steals second. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Appier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhart moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunnally hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sparks, and towards Cirillo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Lockhart scores. Gagne moves to third. Two outs. It's Brewers, 1, Royals, 1. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Main hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff strikes out. Main drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Surhoff out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 0 for 1 in the game. Damon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hamilton. Damon reaches second base with a double. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodwin bunts in front of the plate. Oliver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Damon moves to third. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Hull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Damon tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Royals. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodwin. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Goodwin steals second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparks covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Oliver and he is out, Valentin applying the tag. Two outs. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunnally is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nunnally takes first base on ball 4. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maine is 0-for-1 in the game. Maine hits a fly ball into left field. Hull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse is 0-for-1 in the game. Hulse strikes out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentin. The throw from Maine and he is safe. Valentin steals second. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Valentin moves to third. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nunnally who is chasing the ball. Hamilton reaches third base with a triple. Valentin scores. It's Brewers, 2, Royals, 2. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Damon bunts towards the mound. Sparks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Goodwin takes first base on ball 4. Damon moves to second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Joyner bunts towards first. Surhoff fields it and throws to second for the out. Damon moves to third. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Damon scores. Joyner moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockhart hits a fly ball into left field. Hull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jaha strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tucker bunts towards first. Surhoff juggles the ball. That's an error on Surhoff. Gagne moves to second. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunnally is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Nunnally takes first base on ball 4. Gagne moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maine is 0 for 2 in the game. Maine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Gagne scores. Tucker moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Royals. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Damon hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cirillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse is 0 for 2 in the game. Hulse hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nunnally, who is chasing the ball. Hulse reaches third base with a triple. Pat Listach pinch hits for Jose Valentin. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gagne. Hulse scores. Listach moves to second. It's 4-3, Royals. Mike Magnant now pitching. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Listach now playing shortstop. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goodwin hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Joyner hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Royals. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gaetti. The throw from Oliver and he is out, Listach applying the tag. Two outs. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhart is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lockhart takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockhart moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-3 in the game. Nilsson hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Wickender now pitching. Joe Vitiello pinch hits for Michael Tucker. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vitiello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brant Cookson pinch hits for John Nunnally. Brant Cookson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cookson strikes out. Oliver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cookson out. Two outs. Brant Main is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Main is 0-3 in the game. Main hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. David Howard now playing right field. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-3 in the game. Oliver strikes out. One out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Listach is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Listach takes first base on ball 4. Hulse moves to second. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gagne. Hull scores. Listach goes all the way around to score. Hamilton moves to second. It's Brewers, 5, Royals, 5. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. It's 6-5, Brewers. Fernando Vina pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-4 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vina moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montgomery fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Fernando Vina now playing second base. Jeff Cirillo now playing third base. Mike Fetters now pitching. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Damon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 6, Royals, 6. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goodwin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Goodwin reaches second base with a double. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Joyner is walked intentionally. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti bunts towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodwin moves to third. Joyner moves to second. One out. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhart is walked intentionally. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fetters fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fetters. Goodwin scores. Joyner moves to third. Lockhart moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.